We're soundtracking your evening drive with the best mix of new and current international sounds and a connect with an iconic pop rocking star. His raspy voice and his six-string guitar had us rocking for 3 decades. And the number of babies born after the song Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman soundtracked our love lives is the stuff of legend. Brian Adams is on the phone with us this evening from London. Welcome to Drive Mumbai, Brian Adams.
Hello, Erica. Are you calling from India?
I am, from Mumbai, India.
How wonderful.
Wonderful to have a chat with you. Thank you so much for taking time out to introduce us to your brand new album, Tracks of My Years.
Very kind.
We know that you're this hardworking rock and roller, so what you've been doing the last 6 years, so fill us in briefly.
Well, I've been very busy with music and doing a lot of touring and working on a new album of new material. And of course, I did this album, which is it's got a couple of new songs on it and a set of covers. And the reason I've done this is because I was asked to do it by an American record company. And I thought it would be interesting. The choice of songs was basically more or less songs that were around when I decided music was what I wanted to do. So I was around 15 or 16. And I didn't really want to choose songs that were, I couldn't really choose songs that were the ones that really influenced me, because so many of them are almost untouchable. You know, like the bigger Beatles songs or the bigger hard rock songs that I grew up listening to.
Okay. How long has this particular one been in the making?
It was a couple of years, just on and off. I would do a few days, then I'd stop and do something else, and I'd do a few more days, and yeah, that sort of thing.
So to use the on-trend word these days, which is, you know, you've reimagined the old tunes and set music to it. You know, a bit about your production team and how this one got put together.
Well, it was produced mostly by David Foster, actually a Canadian, like myself, and he and I have known each other for many, many years. And, you know, I just thought it would be quite interesting to work with him on an album. And plus, he was the head of a record company, so he gave me a record contract in America, which was nice.
Right.
And then there was my friend Bob Rock, who did a couple songs with me as well. So, yeah.
I have to say, I love the picture on the cover that made it to the cover. Brian Adams with long hair. I mean, how old were you then?
I was just about 16, so 15 going on 16.
Well, 16 and a head full of hair. What a super pick.